Welcome to the Value Through Vulnerability podcast, boosted by Humans First and sponsored by Equip. I'm your host, Gary Turner, and we come together on this podcast as we jointly believe in putting the human back into humanity through championing inclusion, improving voice for all, and designing work to support everybody thriving. Equip offers a mobile-first organizational listening tool that gives voice and visibility to every single employee, whether they are deskless, office-based, or fully remote. This matters as it allows you to access more of the human potential that you're already paying salaries for, also helps surface process improvements and innovation from those that have the best information, and also helps build fully inclusive cultures that embrace, celebrate, and leverage the difference that race, disability, gender, and diversity of thought brings. All of the above will both improve performance and minimize the cost of doing business. I'm also really excited to be on this journey with Mike Vacanti, my co-host, who is founder of the Humans First Club movement. You can find all of the open and inclusive hangouts, one of which takes place every Monday at 12 p.m. UK or 1 p.m. Central European time. You can find details for the Thursday and Friday call as well as the Monday call at humansfirst.club online. And you can also find contact details for the Equip team at www.aequip.co.uk. We really hope that you'll subscribe to this podcast so that we can send you our weekly installment as soon as it comes out. And as always, we welcome your challenges, your additions to the conversation, and anything else that may resonate with you. Please feel free to share on your favourite channel. And indeed, we look forward to hearing from you. We really hope you enjoy this conversation.
Hi there, it's Gary Turner. You're one of your co-hosts of the Value Through Vulnerability podcast, boosted by Humans First, alongside my good friend Mike Vacanti. And I just have to put a little bit of a shout out to Mike. Very openly, I was questioning whether I put this exploratory, vulnerable podcast out now. Do I do it in the week at the weekend? I've got another podcast coming out with Kimberly, Mike and Heather on Thursday. And Mike just held the mirror up to my thinking wonderfully, which is, why wouldn't you send it out now if it feels the right time to send it? So thanks for joining me in this exploration and sharing of my experience into testicular cancer over the last 2 months. I hope you find insight. I hope you find realization. I hope you find hope. And I'd really love to hear from you. Whatever comes up for you on listening in, I hope it serves you. Hope it serves your family. And I hope it serves somebody in your life that you feel might be worthy of sharing this reflection with. All the very best for now. And thanks for listening in, should you choose to do so. Cheers.
Hi there, and thanks for joining me on this special episode of the Value Through Vulnerability podcast, boosted by Humans First. So I'm doing something quite unusual today, and it's going to be me talking a little bit about the last couple of months of my life. And it's been a particular journey, a journey into testicular cancer. And with this podcast called Value Through Vulnerability, I think it's a really good opportunity for role model A, that deeply humanistic trait that I hope will invite you, the listener, to step into your vulnerability a little bit more and show whatever it looks like for you, a little bit more of your true self, whether that be at home, at work, or in society. So that's really the objective, is just to share my story of the last couple of months in case it serves you. But also, I think it's an important story to share. And at the moment, it's in 2D4. It's purely on the internet. So for people that may be hard of hearing, they're still able to read the content. However, if they're blind, they won't be able to read the content. So thinking about Deborah Rue and the incredible work that she does as part of Rue Global Impact, helping to build more disability inclusion, as per her amazing book, Inclusion Branding, I am going to record a couple of articles that I wrote for Biz Catalyst 360. Dennis, the founder, very kindly published a couple of my articles as I've gone through this journey. Absolutely, it's been partly cathartic to write those articles. But more than anything, I really wanted to document the journey in case it serves somebody else. So here goes. I'm going to start with the first of two parts as I shared the journey. And that the first part is called A True Test of Mind Over Matter. Mind over matter is an idiom that I have heard said and reflected on many times during my first 43 years on the planet. Often in a throwaway manner, however, as I have developed a different relationship with this phrase over the past 2 months. Mind over matter as an idiom, the definition of this is used to describe a situation in which someone is able to control a physical condition, problem, etc., by using the mind. The matter. On 23rd of January 2020, I paid to see a private GP in London as I felt that one of my testicles was swollen and felt different. The doctor at the time felt that there was nothing wrong, but that I may have a cyst and that this could be ruled out by an ultrasound. Fast forward a few weeks and I went to a local GP for a further checkup to get the ultrasound signed off. This was agreed, and then a further 3 weeks, a letter arrived for my March 17th appointment. At this point, I'm progressing the matter and my mind is fine. I'm looking forward to traveling to the US to be part of the Austin Humans First experience and to meet a range of friends and peers at No Longer Virtual in Chicago. The mind. On Tuesday the 3rd of March, my right testicle had further hardened and felt somewhat enlarged to the point that I felt moved to book another GP appointment, just to be on the safe side. The female doctor was wonderful, caring and supportive. I managed to bring my ultrasound forward to the upcoming Thursday the 5th of March after ringing the hospital as I sat with her. I have called this article a true test of mind over matter, and now I'm nervous. It might be a cyst, it might be the C word. Either way, I would have found some further clarity on Thursday, but the awareness as to where my mind and thinking was really was quite profound. One moment I'm reflecting on how lucky I am to have such a wonderful wife and three amazing stepchildren, how grateful I am for them, and then the next, I should update all of my internet account logins into a Word document, just in case the worst happens if I do have cancer and have a rapid demise. Then I feel bad that I've cancelled two podcast recordings because I do not feel fully free of mind. I don't feel bad or stressed, just a bit wandering and not present enough to do the guests or podcast justice. Mind over matter one. 3 years ago, I would have gone down a rabbit hole of fear, anxiety, and frustration. Today, I am grounded, present yet reflective. If I do have cancer, it's just a fact of life. It does not cause me to feel good, bad, or different. It is my thinking about the situation that will create my emotional response to the matter. Our mortality is an important reminder at times of reflection. I am hopeful and believe that whatever the outcome of Thursday's ultrasound, that our wonderful NHS, National Health Service, will do its very best. Indeed, I was so moved by my experience of my GP today, Dr. Walker, that I sent her this email. The email says, "For attention of Dr. Susan Walker. Dear Dr. Walker, Gary Turner here. I just wanted to send you a personal note of thanks for your care, compassion, and support that you offered during my appointment this morning. You went over and above, out of your way to try and bring my ultrasound appointment forward, which you managed to succeed with. Even if you had not managed to bring it forward, your intent and care are so deeply appreciated. You are a credit to the NHS and, more importantly, to your family and the community. In a world of fear-fueled negative news, I wanted you to know how grateful I am that we have you as a GP at Shelley Manor, and I wish you an enjoyable evening. Kind regards, Gary Turner, Interpersonal Catalyst." Without trying to be dramatic, I was drawn to remind myself of The Five Regrets of the Dying, a book that my friend Laura Izzard introduced me to some time ago, but that has sat on my bookshelf since purchasing it. Regret one, I wish I'd had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expected of me. Regret two, I wish I hadn't worked so hard. Regret three, I wish I had the courage to express my feelings. Regret four, I wish I had stayed in touch with my friends. Regret five, I wish I had let myself be happier. As of today, do you feel that you would have any of the above regrets if today was your last day? I'm grateful that my journey of life would have only had a red flag around regret four, something I'm now more mindful of following this reflection. Matter over mind one. Later that evening on March the 3rd, I went to the gym for 40 minutes, which felt good, and then I had another what if question arrives. What if this was the start of the end? tears and emotion, then calm. Thought is a powerful thing. I had no idea at this juncture if I had just a cyst or needed surgery, yet this reminder of how powerful our thoughts are for creating our reality was clear. The mind on the 4th of March, 2020. This morning I wake up lighter. My mind is clearer, more hopeful, more resolute. How I know this is that the questions that kept popping up yesterday have abated, for now at least. I have made 6 friends and family aware of my ultrasound tomorrow, and whilst I did not want to share necessarily, I had an overwhelming urge to connect. I burnt myself out 4 years ago through living in my head over a 6-month period. Overthinking got worse and worse day by day until I went bang. I'm not a burden by sharing with others. I am purely sharing that I have something on my mind that will be resolved this week. Everyone has been so supportive and everyone has been empathetic and caring. That is what true friendship looks like. Friends can sit in the moment with you and not feel awkward and want to rush through it. Thank you, friends. The matter on the 5th of March, 2020. Today was the day. At 16:30 p.m. UK time, I will have my ultrasound. I am, of course, a bit nervous, but I will be in the best possible place for me if any decisions need to be made. I feel relatively calm. I've had a great chat with an event organiser in South Africa who may want me to speak and facilitate a workshop in August 2020. My wife flies back from Phoenix, USA in the early hours of tomorrow morning, and I cannot wait to see her. I am hopeful of a positive way forward this afternoon. There is too much service to be offered to the world around rehumanising ourselves, work, and the wider world. Mind over matter 2. Sorry, that was the web page changing. I have the ultrasound and it's not conclusive. However, at 17:40 p.m., 70 minutes after my ultrasound, I have a missed call from a doctor at the surgery asking me to call him quickly. It doesn't need to be today. No mobile and no other means to reach him. Now, I'm doing okay with regards to my quality of mind, but this shot my heart rate up. So I drove to the surgery and asked to speak with the doctor. But the surgery was closed. The kind receptionist had a look on the system. We communicated via the closed door and advised that he will try and reach me again tomorrow and that he was planning to prioritize my specialist checkup. I have no idea what this could mean, but at least I go into the evening with some idea as to the context, as based on just the email, the world had just ended. I fully appreciate that people are doing the best they can in the moment. Brené Brown has taught me well. My mind wavers between excitement that I get to see my wife and kids again tomorrow and the curiosity around what exactly the doctor's message is going to be tomorrow. With a US trip planned from the following Monday, the 9th of March, this really is in the moment human experience stuff unfolding. Could it be cancer? The reality of my situation was that I was experiencing a full house with regards to below 4 symptoms of testicular cancer. So sense this may be why the doctor wanted to speak with me urgently. Looking at the NHS UK website, most lumps or swellings in the scrotum are not in the testicle and are not a sign of cancer, but they should never be ignored. Other symptoms. Testicular cancer can also cause other symptoms, including an increase in the firmness of a testicle, a difference in appearance between one testicle and the other, a dull ache or sharp pain in your testicles or scrotum, which may come and go, a feeling of heaviness in your scrotum. I went to bed at 21:30 p.m., read for 45 minutes, then collapsed into the best sleep in several weeks, getting 8 solid hours. There's a lesson in there. The matter on the 6th of March, 2020. I took a walk up to the doctor's first thing on the 6th of March to find out more about any next steps after the doctor left me the panic message, last night was off today. Gratefully and luckily, Dr. Walker, who saw me earlier this week, was the duty doctor and was able to see me after a short wait. There is an abnormality, no doubt about it. However, it is not conclusive. Within the next 2 weeks, likely next week, I will see a specialist to review the situation further and have some blood tests next week. I'm the first person these days to recommend sitting in our emotions, and my goodness, I did that this morning. I experienced the full range of the Kubler-Ross curve today. Matter over mind 2. A strange cocktail of thoughts and emotions resulting in tears includes, I'm only just starting to make a meaningful contribution to the world outside of my day job, an amazing family, I really hope it's not cut short. Happiness that Dr. Walker received my email earlier this week, shared it with her family, and said she will add it to her appraisal later this year. Excitement that I get to see my wife this afternoon and our children this evening. Frustration that I will miss out on being part of the Austin's first, Humans First experience next week, including meeting inspirations such as Kimberly Davis, Mike Bacanti, and Cornell Thomas, plus the cool peers that will attend. Frustration that I will now not meet Arlene Mendoza, Jeff Eichler, Jacqueline Martinez, Quinn Farrell, Sarah Elkins, Renee Smith, founder of BizCatalyst 360, Dennis Petico, and more in Chicago next week. I'm reminded acutely about my Value Through Vulnerability podcast conversation with Lubna Forsley Badir, where she advised that the only things that are replaceable are motherhood and the stories we leave behind. I truly hope that I have many more years to come, but if I didn't, I truly hope that there is enough of a story left behind that means I left the world in a better place than which I found it, that I didn't take too much. Deeply mortal thoughts are increasingly common. It feels like the matter is winning now over my mind. I reread the above reflections that same evening. It makes me upset, but also grateful. There is no clarity. It is all about the journey. This is the ultimate metaphor for life. I'm truly hopeful that whatever my medical ailment, it will be treatable, and there is a lot more impact that I and all of us will continue to make on the world that needs so much more healing. But as I go into this weekend, I go into it humbled, connected, frustrated, grateful, and with a distinct feeling of mortality. Also, I go into it with a high quality of mind, belief in humanity, and a belief in a better world. The matter on 9th of March, 2020. I had a wonderful weekend with the family, connected with friends virtually, keeping them up to date with a lot of laughs along the way. Today, I feel some pain. I should have been on a flight to meet Mike Vacanti, Kimberly Davis, Cornell Thomas, and many other awesome humans, but I'm still in the UK. The decision, however, is already proving to be the right one. Blood tests were carried out at 13:35 p.m. today at my GP in advance of any treatment, and I just had a call that the hospital has a cancellation, and therefore I can get in to see the urologist tomorrow afternoon. That is up to a month of time saved. Worst case, 2+ weeks, as I would have only returned on the 16th of March for the ultrasound on March 17th prior. Yet since last Thursday, the 5th of March, I've now had my ultrasound, blood tests, and now in to see the specialist tomorrow. I will be with Mike Vacanti in spirit as we record episode 100 of the Value Through Vulnerability podcast today, and that will bring a lot of joy. Now scrolling to page 3. Matter over mind 3. As we recorded the podcast, I was wreathing with sharpening pain throughout my groin and testicle area for about 20 minutes in total. Hopefully you don't hear it in my voice during episode 100, but my goodness, that was painful. The really odd thing is that I woke up on the March the 10th with an incredibly swollen right testicle area the next day. Difficult to know what was going on, but I tried to get to see the specialist earlier by driving to the hospital, but the earliest was my 14:45 p.m. appointment. I'm not fully panicked at this time, but it is odd, surreal, and time for something to be done now. Mind over matter 3. The specialist was quick and to the point. We need to get my abnormality removed via surgery. The next 2 hours was a whirlwind, yet a present whirlwind, a paradox of presence, out of body, and gratitude. I was booked into the hospital for a CT scan the following Thursday, the 12th. Some blood tests to measure my markers were taken that same afternoon, and I should be in for surgery to have one of my testicles removed within the next 2 weeks. It seems surreal writing that on this page, but if you could see and experience the abnormality at this time, this will be a relief. I have received world-class care so far, world-class support, and a truly humane experience at a time of deep personal need. I remain deeply hopeful of a successful surgery and another 25 years of my wife and our extended family. For sure, I feel mortal. For sure, I'm nervous. Yet I'm hopeful and grateful. I truly feel that my mind is present and not revving up due to the matter in hand. The mind on 11th of March, 2020. My wife in consultation with our eldest stepdaughter dropped everything to come and be with me in advance of my CT scan tomorrow. Such a mixture of emotions, gratitude, fear, optimism, hope. It was a poignant, somber evening, but not unhappy, just the first time we had seen each other since the previous Sunday. A lot had happened since then. Yet the support, love and care of humanity, close friends and families, friends in the wider network, and even looser ties, all offering genuine, heartfelt messages of support, is just so humbling. We truly are all connected. Later that afternoon, I got a call from the urology department at the hospital that my surgery had been booked for 7:15 a.m. on Friday the March, in advance of my CT scan results coming back. The matter on 12th of March, 2020. Having my wife Jackie with me today meant the absolute world. To have her next to me and with me these past days has transformed my relatively hopeful thinking and experience to outright positivity and optimism. My thinking has leveled up somehow. I feel the most hopeful to date this week. I feel energized and I feel ready for today's CT scan and getting this surgery completed. There is a little niggle, honestly, at this time that I hope that whatever is going on is not spreading elsewhere in my body, but staying away from that thought process is important. Everything that can be done is being done. The NHS is beyond amazing. The care, the support, and the energy of these giving humans is so underrepresented. The CT scan, 12th of March, 2020. Having to wear PJs with no back and an overgown and not much else was not my finest moment, but the experience was exactly as the radiologist explained. 5 minutes with my hands held above my head, excuse me, as the CT scan did its work. During the process, I had a dye injected into my body to help the imaging show up more clearly. Jackie and I had a Starbucks afterward and some food as I had to fast from breakfast time. And boy, was I hungry. The surgery, 19th of March, 2020. The ultimate test of mind over matter. I was grateful, especially with the ongoing COVID-19 challenges, that the hospital, Bournemouth Hospital, was able to bring my surgery forward to Thursday the 19th of March. The surgery was a radical orchidectomy. In layman's term, my right testicle was due to be removed today. Maybe it isn't cancer, maybe it is a cyst that's gone haywire. Whatever it is, it needs to come out, and today's the day. From the moment we arrived at 12 p.m. to the moment I was wheeled out by my wife Jackie to the car in a wheelchair at 18:30 p.m. the same day, I received world-class, incredible care. The receptionist, the first nurse, Arthur, the second nurse, the anaesthetist, the surgeon, the third nurse, Kristen, the fourth nurse, Amy. I really tried to capture everybody's name with Jackie's support, but with everything that was going on, we just did not achieve our objective. This was only the second time that I'd experienced anaesthetic, and my goodness, it was surreal. The last thing I remember the anaesthetist saying was, "I will be with you throughout the whole procedure." The next moment, literally, I was waking up and having an egg sandwich. Fast forward 5 days to Tuesday the 24th of March and I'm recovering well. I've had my dressing changed and the wound is healing up well so far. No infection and no issues. I do await the call from the histologist to advise if there's any further treatment required or if the removal has cleared my issue. Oddly, all the way throughout 19th of March 2020, my surgery day, I felt calm, present and hopeful. My mind appears to have stayed strong and not allowed the matter in hand to trigger overthinking. I sit here grateful for so much. I sit here hopeful for so much. I cannot exercise for 4 weeks and I cannot drive for at least 2 weeks. But this in the scale of the world all seems very manageable. Recommendations. Men, please check your testicles regularly. Everybody, realize that your thoughts create your reality, not the matter in hand, even if it is potentially cancer. I hope that these reflections serve you somehow. That completes the first article, A True Test of Mind Over Matter. And even as I speak these words back to you, it brings every single moment back of this journey over that period of time. And I still feel as present and I still genuinely believe every word that I've written. But even more, I feel deeper gratitude, bearing in mind that we are now 1 month on from that, this experience of me having the surgery, and COVID-19 is hitting very, very hard in the UK. We're just about to hit our peak, we believe. And we're on the 21st of April at the point of this recording. I feel so deeply for those that have lost their battle with this virus. But I'm also grateful for the incredible experience and care and love that I've had from so many people in my world, especially the NHS, over this period. And I just want to hold a space of gratitude for them and for everybody that is doing something that matters to our world. You know, I work in a sales role. The organization supplies chemicals, which includes going to pharmaceuticals, goes into food, goes into personal care, goes into detergency. So our business is actually a critical business right now. It has to, we require it to survive, with certainly within the current context that we have. So I'm very grateful, A, that my job is not at risk in a major way as we serve the world and our local communities with the products that we need to get by. However, I sit here grounded as well, that we really do need to think about our ways. You know, how do we ensure that we are not taking more than we give, whether that's giving to other people, giving, you know, not taking too much from the earth, you know, far, far from perfect. And I'll be talking more about this in my book that I'm writing, Change is an Inside Job, which I started. But these reflections are very raw, but very real. And they, every single one of these words I would write again today. So I really hope this served you. And what I'm now about to do is just jump onto the follow-up article, which I wrote recently with Biz Catalyst again. And thanks to Dennis again for that opportunity. And what I called this one, this article was actually called Taking My Own Advice. And I wrote this literally a week ago or thereabouts. I want to start by recognizing Jane Adshead Grant. I truly feel that my ability to listen deeply and generatively to others and myself has transformed since training in Nancy Klein's thinking environment with her at the end of 2019. One of her most graceful acts is offering invitations for people to think for themselves, as themselves. As such, the title of this piece should be Take Your Own Invitation, but I will leave it with advice for now, as I've given out a lot of advice pre my education with Jane. That number, 01202XXXXXX. I have learnt to know that number over the past 6 weeks. It was Bournemouth Hospital. Heart rate increase. Before even listening to the voicemail, I checked my Fitbit and I leapt from a resting rate of 50 to a not so resting rate sitting down of 68. The voicemail and call back. As the phone dialed into the voicemail, my heart rate pushed through 75, and by the end of the call, I sat in my chair with a heart rate of 81. I shared previously my journey throughout suspected testicular cancer. See the article below. And this phone call was to confirm that it was indeed testicular cancer that I had removed on the March the 19th. Lots of clever medical words were shared with a struggle by the lovely urology nurse Carly. But in summary, I had some rogue cells in my right testicle that had literally gone nuts. Yes, I did just do that. Carly kindly confirmed that the CT scan did indeed show that there has been no spreading. So it looks like it was an isolated issue, which will require some follow-up blood tests and some surveillance monitoring. Gratitude. I thanked Carly for all that she and the NHS nurses team are doing at this challenging time, to which she said thank you. I asked if she'd received my feedback and praise for how amazing they've been, and she said yes. That has been passed around the team, and thank you. So few people offer positive feedback to us. That frustrates me, but we'll leave that for another day. Taking my own advice. I write and talk a lot about sitting in our own emotions. As my heart rate shot up, I sat down, breathed, and asked myself what was going on. Curiously, I did not have an answer at first, but as I sat there, it was the unknowing. The momentary fear of maybe I have chemo or radio to go through, and if I do, that is okay. I'm just nervous. The momentary fear again of this could be the start of the end. Notice the momentary heart rate rise was all in the moment overthinking taking hold. Yet remarkably, by sitting in and letting it rise and go, none of it lasted more than 2 minutes, despite just being told I did indeed have testicular cancer. Cancer is not causal to my experience of life. It's a data point, like our emotion, which I wrote about previously. You can find that on LinkedIn under my LinkedIn profile if interested. I could let it consume me completely and take me down a permanent rabbit hole of fear, but to what end? The end, probably. truly sitting in, acknowledging and letting go of our emotions, I've truly proved to myself today, is one of the key well-being tips of our time. I can't take credit for this insight. Multiple people shared this with me as part of the Have Courage Summit that I hosted earlier in 2019. But to experience it personally and deeply is really quite profound. Hopes. I have three main hopes. That nurses, shop workers, bin collectors, financial analysts, teachers, salespeople, lawyers, government officials, presidents, CEOs, indeed every single human being on this planet realizes and acts like we are all equal in our right to live out our human and humane experience of life, together and collectively. That the macro systems globally realign to value most societal and collective contribution, and that we move away from the all or nothing scarcity mindsets in all walks of life that have prevailed for far too long. Now is the time for us all to step into our power and into this conversation and action. Finally, I truly hope that my wife Jackie and I do celebrate our 25th wedding anniversary together in 24 years and 2 months' time. As I type the last words of this article, 30 minutes after the phone call with the hospital, my heart rate is back down to 55. I sit here grounded, grateful, hopeful, and with one less testicle than I had 3 weeks ago. Today's experience will be another that will help me fuel the writing of my first book, Change is an Inside Job. If that is something that you'd like to follow, you can follow the URL Gary Turner, G-A-R-R-Y Turner, dot Substack, one word, S-U-B-S-T-A-C-K.com. GaryTurner.substack.com will take you to the book journey. My invitation to you reading is, do you agree with this or would you disagree? No judgment, just a question. We all have the ability to sit in and process our emotions, and I invite you to do so more often. No advice here, just an invitation. I confirm that it's rather freeing. Be well. That draws the conclusion as of 21:36 UK time on the 21st of April 2020, the update. What I'm about to share with you is the final update that I have at this time, which is that I did speak with the urologist earlier today at about 1:30 UK time. My writing is really bad, but I'm going to share with you openly and vulnerably exactly what I had. It was called germ cell cancer, which is a mixture of seminoma and non-seminoma, which is teratoma, is another word for it. It is highly, highly uncommon, very, very unusual, but highly flexible and highly curable. There you go. I am special, Mum. Because we acted so quickly, and my goodness, my friends in the US, I love you dearly, but my goodness, because we acted so quickly, it was only stage one cancer, and he confirmed no evidence that it spread to the rest of the body. There's an 85% chance that there will be nothing else required apart from observation. There may be an odd X-ray. There will be a CT scan required in 3 months' time. But apart from that, it will be monthly blood checks. If everything is going well and the bloods are normal by the end of year one, we'll then drop to 6 monthly reviews, and then it will drop down then in year two to probably quarterly, and then everything goes to virtual catch-ups. I'm hopeful, I'm positive, I remain positive, and I also just remain present. I have an incredible network of human beings around me. We're surrounded by amazing humans every day, helping us live this one shot at human experience that we all have. And my invitation to you is please, please think about showing up fully. Please think about choices that you want to make, but you're not because you're scared, or you're getting in your own way, telling yourself you're not good enough, or there's no point thinking like that, it will never happen. You will get what you think about. You create your reality through your thinking. Now, this is not just woo-woo. This is true. And I'm going to share something that I've not shared with anybody till now in the moment. I thought about having testicular cancer about 9 months ago. I didn't want it, obviously, but for whatever reason in my head, I was thinking about that particular topic, and I got it. I
did I think testicular cancer into my body? Possibly. That genuinely might have happened. Based on what I understand how the mind works, I may have actually thought it into my body. So people can challenge that. That's totally fine. Not a problem with that. Everyone's got our own experience of life. There's 7.5 billion unique experience all at the same time. And that's my one other invitation. Catch yourself like I used to when there's a microaggression. When you go, oh, Asian driver crossing the motorway, or white van man, or bloody hell, look at the size of that runner. They're going to win the race. That's unfair. That black person from Africa, you know, they're used to running after their food. All of these terrible stereotypes that we use, we chuck around, ha, 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 it's only a joke. It's not right and it's not acceptable. We need to be mindful of the language we use and the thoughts that we have, because now beliefs are shattered. If the UK government can find 330 billion overnight for the economy after 10 years of austerity, it's the same for our beliefs. Anything that you believe to be true isn't. So if I could invite you, think about something that you believe is true. It might be that you're not going to progress at work, or that your other half doesn't love you. Whatever you're thinking, and you're holding onto it as a belief and not just as a fleeting thought, write it down and challenge it. Do you really believe that's true? And go below the surface. Go to root cause, because it will come down to a story that you're making up and telling yourself. And you need to challenge whether it still serves you or not. So I really hope this has been helpful. I thought it'd take a lot quicker, the amount of time. I think it's been about 30, 35 minutes. But thank you, Deborah, for inspiring me to try and be more mindful around how we can make content more accessible for more people. This is unusual. It's not common for me to be this intentional, and I do need to keep trying to be more intentional. And thank you, everyone, that's been there for me over the last couple of months. I want to thank every one of you for listening. And this is Value Through Vulnerability. I hope I'm role modeling vulnerability. And I hope this conversation serves you, serves your family, serves your community. And if I can help you by coming in and speaking about this journey, or virtually or in person, I would love to do that, because there's very, very strong links between the experience I've shared with you and why we have huge problems with innovation, employee voice within organizations. Because senior leaders, line managers, individuals are stuck inside their head so often. I used to be chasing the money, chasing the job title, chasing the big house. And there is no judgment about those things. They're all lovely to have. But when we tie our self-worth, our belief in our good enough to those things, we are on a hiding to nothing. We are chasing our tail and will never, ever be satisfied. So you can find on my LinkedIn profile, which is, I'll just tell you that, you can find it at Gary Turner, Interpersonal Catalyst. In fact, sorry, so it's LinkedIn forward, Gary, G-A-R-R-Y, Interpersonal Catalyst, all one word. You can find me at G-A-R-R-Y, IP Catalyst on Twitter. You can find all these details on LinkedIn, or you can find me at GaryTurner0@hotmail.com. That's G-A-R-R-Y, Turner0, all one word, @hotmail.com. I'd love to share this experience if it's going to help build vulnerability within your leadership teams, within your community, within your family. Just reach out to me, let me know. I'm very confident I could pull something together within half an hour that could be really impactful. Share this story with you. I can share stories with you of how I helped co-lead a people-centered organizational design that led to an increase of over 6 million sales and 1.5 million margin over 3 years, all around intentional people-centered design. Talk about my burnout journey that I had previously. And also, I'm an international salesperson, and I love facilitating workshops, both virtually and also in person. So you can find all of those details. I've got an Interpersonal Catalyst brochure on my website. You can find a Google Word doc, which shows a whole range of podcasts. There's over 120 podcasts on the Value Through Vulnerability podcast platform. And I'm loving being part of the Humans First movement as well. So if you like this conversation, maybe you're not feeling as comfortable having this sort of conversation, come and join us in an open and inclusive Humans First conversation. They take place every Monday at midday, virtually. I lead the European conversation. Kevin Munro leads the US conversation on Friday. And Mike Vacanzi is a fantastic human being who is the founder from 16 months ago. And he's leading a rally on the 30th of April. I think I'm going to put this out in the next couple of days. So you've still got some time to sign up to the rally. You can find the link in the website or at the Humans First Club URL as well, where all of the events are stored. So I hope this has served you. I hope it's helpful. I've enjoyed actually listening back to what I wrote because I've not processed it in quite the same way. It is cathartic, it is helpful. And I believe that we are all good enough. We've all got our own version of a story. It doesn't have to be as dramatic as this. It can be a small version of a story, but quite often we're getting in our own way. So have a look at the Have Courage ebook. There's a free ebook out where I had 22 conversations as well with amazing human beings like Kimberly Davis, Claude Silver, Peter Brigman, Whitney Johnson, and so many, Richard Gerver, so many other amazing human beings. So I've produced a lot of content over the last couple of years. It's all out there for free. And if you'd like to engage me around some virtual or online talks or workshops, give me a shout. I'm doing this in addition to my wonderful company, where I'm an international product manager and doing more and more people work there as well. So these are things, this is an and, not an or. So be well, keep in touch, stay safe. And I would love to connect with you and learn more about you should you be interested. Until next time, please enjoy the podcast. And thanks for joining me.
Hello there, it's Gary Turner here. I just wanted to add a little annex to this reflective solo episode. I was speaking to my wife, Jackie, and also a good friend of mine, Joe Menon, recently. They both held the mirror up a little bit. When I talk about manifesting the testicular cancer, it was really, really cool, actually, having a chat with Jackie and also Joe, in that although I do believe we can manifest certain things, how they actually think about it is that actually, because I'm quite empathetic, very, very in tune with my body and emotion and things like that these days, that maybe actually what it is I sensed what was coming, but I didn't necessarily manifest it. So, yeah, I just thought it was an interesting thing to put into the mix as part of these reflections, just in case you hear this as well. So for anybody that has listened, thank you. Over 50 people have downloaded and listened to this podcast so far. And also had some very humbling and very kind feedback as well. So I hope it serves you. Hope it serves someone that you may know, or even serves someone that you don't know. Please feel free to share this. I just hope it normalises the conversation around cancer on a more widespread basis going forward. Thanks so much.
Again, if you could have any interest in the Equip Mobile First Organisational Listening Tool, you can find them at www.aequip.co.uk. That's AEQUIP. You can reach out to myself and I can make connection for you. And also, please look out for humansfirst.club, where you can find all of the ongoing events that Mike McKenzie is organising, plus the weekly hangouts that are open and inclusive and completely free for all to attend. Till the next time, we look forward to hearing from you.